The triad is a lively scene. As springtime dances in, homeowners are ready to sell, and their built equity is a win. Great homes will be for sale, with a new deal behind each door. The Sharp Mortgage Team is excited to help in the spring of 2024. With wisdom and commitment, we'll help you chart your move. A quick conversation and pre-approval will get you in the groove. With pre-approval secured, you'll be steps ahead, you'll see, ready to embrace the home buying journey with confidence and glee. From cozy cottages to sprawling estates, you'll find the perfect fit, and your real estate agent's skill set help and determined grit. With a wealth of knowledge and a heart for your buying success, we'll navigate the housing market, ensuring nothing less. Don't let the media fool you. You deserve a wonderful new nest. With the Sharp Mortgage Team, you're poised for nothing less than the best. Embrace the warmth of springtime, flowers, and skies of blue. Partner with the Sharp Mortgage Team. We're always here for you.
I'm Lauren Desai. I'm from Aperture Cinema, and I am really looking forward to happy hour right about now. According to Merriam-Webster, an aperture is an opening, usually circular, that limits the quantity of light that can enter an optical instrument. We thought it was also an original and fitting name for an art house cinema. We decided to go a step further and add a slash after the A to symbolize an F-stop and to really differentiate ourselves and provide further branding opportunities.
That was me back in 2015 at the Art House Convergence, which is an annual gathering of art house cinema folks. It happens right before Sundance. And I was giving a Pecha Kucha presentation, which if you're not familiar with Pecha Kucha, Pecha Kucha means chit-chat in Japanese. And it's meant to be a 6-minute, 40-second presentation. You have 20 slides, 20 seconds to talk about each slide, and I was petrified. It's like very nerve-wracking because you have to be spot on with your 20 seconds for each slide so that when it goes to the next slide, you're talking about that slide. And I was super nervous, and you can sort of tell it as I introduce it by telling people I'm ready for happy hour, which I was, and which I did enjoy after my presentation. But I quickly, started off at the beginning talking about Aperture and the origins of the name Aperture, and then go into why there's a slash in between the A and the P. And that's the name of this podcast, What's Up With The Slash? So this is episode 4. I thought it was important that we get to that answer pretty quickly so people will keep listening to the podcast. And so this episode is going to be all about that. I ask my family, I ask friends and community members if they know what an aperture is. And also, if they know why there is a slash between the A and the P. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be all sorts of answers. And I hope you enjoy. Listen up.
Welcome to the What's Up With The Slash podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Desai.
Hi, Babs.
Hi, Lauren.
Can you say your name and your relation to me?
My relationship to you? I am Barbara Callahan. And I am your mother, and you are my daughter.
So, do you know what an aperture is?
Yes, it's something that goes in the camera.
It goes in the camera?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
So, how involved are you with aperture?
I'm very involved with aperture. We go to Aperture to see a lot of films, and I do a lot of stuffing envelopes and putting addresses and stamps on mailings.
And you've been going to the Toronto Film Festival with me for like 15 years, right?
That's correct.
Do you have fun doing that?
I love doing that.
So do you know why there's a slash between the A and the P in Aperture?
There's a slash so you can do this podcast. And there's a slash because you're the people that did your marketing and whatever you call it. How'd you do that?
So the slash was actually there before the podcast, like for 15 years, but that's a clever answer. Okay, can you state your name?
Brent Callahan.
And what is your relationship to me?
I'm your dad.
Okay, I'm counting on you to give a better answer than Mom did to this question. Do you know what an aperture is?
Aperture is the size of the opening on a camera that opens and closes based on focusing.
Yes, that's a much better answer than she gave. Do you know why we put the slash in aperture between the A and the P?
The slash is consistent with the f-stop on a camera. And the slash is what you use to distinguish the different f-stops.
Yes, that's exactly correct. I'm so glad you know that. So, what are you wearing on your head right now?
I'm wearing an aperture hat, and it's got the slash on it, right?
How many of those hats do you think you've had?
The sixth or seventh hat. I need a new one. This one's getting faded.
So why do you love the aperture hat so much?
The aperture hat is very special because they're black with a white logo, which is the way a traditional hat, baseball hat, should be. It's adjustable. It's made of cotton, and it gets a little wrinkly, but it makes it even more comfortable to wear as compared to a trucker hat. It's got some kind of synthetic mesh in it.
Wow, I didn't know you're also an expert on hats.
I'm not an expert. I've just had a lot of experience with them.
So you would recommend that more people buy aperture hats?
I'd recommend that only aperture hats should be sold in Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay. I'm going to work on that.
It's time to get serious about your financial future. It's never too early, but it could be too late to get started. And that's oftentimes the hardest part, getting started. How much do I save? Where do I invest? Do I save for college or retirement? How much for each? And who do I talk to about it all? Okay, we'll keep things simple for now and help you answer the last one. We recommend you begin with a local financial advisor. And that's Jennifer Johnson of Three Magnolias Financial Advisors. She'll sit down with you for a complimentary introductory consultation and go over all of your questions. Get started on the path to achieving your financial goals. Visit 3magnoliasfinancialadvisors.com or call 336-701-1600. Get comfortable with your financial future. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors, retirement, financial planning, and investments. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors and Cetera Advisor Networks are not affiliated. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
So tell people your name and your relation to me.
Jay Callahan, and I'm your little brother.
Did you take photography when you were in high school?
Yes, I did.
So I'm hoping that you know the answer to this question. I'm hoping that you learned a little bit. Can answer what an aperture is.
Not based off of photography class. It's a slash where you cut the film into pieces.
You just totally made that up. So you learned nothing in photography class.
No, I learned that because that's what aperture is.
That's not what aperture is.
What slash is for.
That was going to be my next question. Why is there a slash between the A and the P in aperture?
Because aperture is when you cut the film into pieces.
That is definitely not what aperture is. Did you get a D on the test that told you what aperture is?
Probably.
So that was my family. I think they did a pretty good job. I don't know what to think about my brother's photography teacher in high school that he didn't learn what an aperture is. I feel like that's an important thing to learn. Now we'll move on to some friends and colleagues in the community and see how they compare to my family.
Can you tell me your name and your sort of history with Aperture?
My name is Chad Harris. I have been coming to Aperture since the very beginning. Several years later, I became a few years later, I became a member. It didn't take long to realize the benefits of membership. And I actually moved to downtown Winston-Salem in 2015, pretty much because I could be close to Aperture and be able to walk to Aperture within like 2 minutes. And then you asked me to be a board member a few years after that, and I was enthusiastically, that was a yes for me. So Aperture has been a really big part of my life, and it continues to be, even though I've had to move away from Winston-Salem for the time being.
You have a lot of experience with Aperture, so I'm going to ask you a question. What does Aperture mean?
Yes, it is the opening of a camera, like that can be open to different, very widely or can contract. So it's a very important aspect of photography, and that includes filmmaking. And so that is how you created the name for the theater, because of that very important part of a camera.
Did you know what an aperture was like before we opened?
I did not.
Do you know why we have a slash between the A and the P in aperture?
I actually don't know, except for the fact that it's a very stylized way of communicating an idea about what it has to offer and what we can find out about what Aperture has to offer, but I don't think that's the correct answer.
Well, you got one for two. Okay, wait. One bonus question. You're wearing your Aperture A/ sweatshirt. You have modeled that before in like magazine photo shoots. Can you tell me what you love about this sweatshirt? Because I love when you wear it.
The sweatshirt, not only is it a very well-made sweatshirt, it's very warm and it's very cozy, but it also represents what I believe in, even though I forgot what the slash stood for. When I see this symbol, it makes me think about all the things about Aperture that I love, and that it's such a vital part of our community. And I also love when people ask me all the time, what is that shirt? What does it mean? So I get to tell them what it means, which brings me joy. And also, sometimes people know what it means and they recognize it. And I also love that. And I love when I would go to different places around town, people would come up to me and tell me about Aperture and how they visit Aperture. And then other times people will have some idea about Aperture, and I can fill them in about details that they were wanting to know.
So it's clearly your favorite sweatshirt that you own.
Absolutely. And I would love more in different colors.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe when we sell out of those, we'll get some new ones. Can you tell us your name and how you are connected to Aperture Cinema?
My name is Bob Scarborough. I work at WTOB Radio, and the station sponsors the music films that come to Aperture. And we have been associated with Aperture Cinema as friends and advertising partners for 4 or 5 years, maybe 6.
And I come on the radios and talk about films every Friday.
It's always fun to talk with you because you are excited about what you do and how precious what you're doing is to the community. And you understand that and respect that. And you go out and make sure that what you do at Aperture is a bonus and a benefit. Not just, here's a bunch of films, come on in and see them, but the craft of the presentation makes what you do special.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Do you know what an aperture is?
It has to do with the film, the lens of a camera, and how open or closed that lens is.
Do you know why there is a slash between the A and the P in aperture?
That hasn't been something you cooked up that no one even today knows. Are you going to ever reveal it, or is it in one of your earlier podcasts?
There actually is a reason, and it has to do with an aperture. But I guess you will have to listen to the podcast. It will be revealed in this episode, so you'll have to listen to it.
I will. I've got to go catch up. This I guess is going to be on the fourth one.
Yeah, it is. So have you listened to any of them yet?
I'm going to be listening starting today because I want to make sure I'm informed about the Slash. So if anybody asks me, what's up with the Slash? I'll be able to say the answer.
Yeah, you'll have to at least listen to through episode 4. And then hopefully you'll be hooked and you'll keep listening to it.
My name is Hotaru. I've been working here for about 3 years, and I am a front of house manager.
She's a very good front of house manager. She's also a photographer. Can you tell me what an aperture is?
Okay. Aperture is size of lens hole. So each lens has a tiny hole actually inside. So if you want to get a lot of lights, so your aperture will be really small number. But if you don't need a lot of lights, so your aperture will be big number.
So would you say aperture as a cinema? Like, is it a big number to you?
I think so.
The thinking behind aperture is like we're exposing the film and the community to all these films, and that's like the light we're bringing. Does that make sense to you as a photographer?
Yes.
Do you understand like why there's a slash between the A and the P in aperture? Like what that stands for?
I think so, but I'm still working on that.
So will you tell me how you say aperture in Japanese?
Is shibori. Shibori.
Shibori. But you learned photography in the U.S. So, like, you learned aperture before you learned the Japanese word, right?
Yes.
Okay. But when you saw the name aperture, did it register to you as a photographer, like, that there was some extra meaning behind it?
Yeah, when I found the aperture cinema, I was like, I didn't think here is movie theater because aperture I used as a camera function. But I just found out, oh, movie theater. Yeah.
When the weather warms up, so does the real estate market. Sounds obvious, right? It's true. Spring typically means more home sales. But how will the current interest rates affect people's decisions? What about inventory? Is it high or low? And does that benefit the buyer or the seller? And how do those factors take into account a certain price point or area of the triad? Now it's not so obvious, is it? That's why you should turn to the Ginther Group to make sense of it all. You need someone you can rely on to assess your situation, read the data and trends, and steer you in the right direction. Interest rates, inventory, even new construction. There are so many factors that impact our local market. And you should get your information from the folks right here in our backyard. Contact Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group today, 336-283-8689, or visit theginthergroup.com. Buying, selling, investing, or just learning, whatever you need, start now. And like me, you can become a Ginther Group client for life.
Can you please state your name and your relationship with Aperture Cinema?
My name is Mike Wakeford, I'm a 17-year resident of Winston-Salem, so I've been around as long as Aperture has been around. So I have a relationship with Aperture as a moviegoer, but primarily it's because I'm executive director of Muse Winston-Salem, and we have over the years enjoyed multiple collaborations with Aperture, most recently and importantly a recurring outdoor summer film series called it's had different names, but right now we call it Flashback Fridays.
You also teach at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, so you have a lot of artist students, maybe some filmmakers. So the question is, do you know what an aperture is?
I believe an aperture is a opening in a camera that lets the light in.
Do you know why there is a slash between the A and the P in aperture? If you don't know, you can take a guess too.
The slash between the A and the P, I would imagine, is some kind of reference to a fraction or something that is used to set the aperture on a traditional 35 millimeter film camera.
That's a good argument. Do you have photography experience?
I took photography in junior high, but I don't know anything about it. And so that was essentially a guess, except for some shadow of a memory of fractions having to do with aperture settings. But am I even close to right?
You are very close. You have good memory. It's called an f-stop.
Yes, the f-stop.
Does that ring a bell?
The words f-stop ring a bell, but I don't have any idea what that would mean.
I'm super impressed at the answers that we got. And there were two that answered first what an aperture is, not thinking about the camera. So I asked them, what is an aperture? And they just went right into explaining what aperture cinema was to them. And so I often had to re-ask the question, but I want to play these two answers because they're just so amazing and I love them so much.
Aperture means education. Aperture means entertainment. Aperture means a unique character that is unique to Winston-Salem, but it's also open to the entire world. So anyone can come to Aperture, but also when you come to Aperture, you are getting a very, very specific taste of what it means to be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but also what it means to be a very worldly and sophisticated person who is open to new ideas. Because Lauren set up that atmosphere, the local aspect and the worldly aspect. And I think that is what Aperture is. It's a mix of so many things, but it's a mix that you can always find something new about your community and your entire world.
For me, Aperture saved my life because I used to live in New York and I just moved here about 3 years ago, and I had no idea what should I do here. And then just I found the Aperture Cinema, and then I started working here, and so I used to taking picture a lot in New York, but when I moved here, I kind of stopped doing that, but Lauren asked me taking picture for Aperture, and then right now I'm working there, so I'm so happy.
I just love when people feel about Aperture the way I do. It's a special place to me, and when I hear it sort of mirrored or reflected back in other people's thoughts, it leaves me speechless sometimes. I'm going to end the show first with the items from my desk, and this time I picked a couple photos of my son, and they're of him sitting in front of Aperture. We used to have a Polaroid camera around here where we would take photos. He's posing with the dog, and then there's just another shot of him smiling. There's all sorts of photos of him on my desk, but these are ones I especially love because he's actually in front of Aperture. And I interviewed him for the podcast, and I just love his answers. He answered in the way that Chad and Hotaru did, where he thought I was just talking about Aperture. And he also doesn't use a camera, so he would honestly have no idea what an Aperture is. But so he answered in that way, and then we kept talking, and I'm just going to end with my conversation with him, because he has grown up with Aperture. It has always been something to him. It's where sometimes I spend a lot of time, and, you know, that's probably affected him in both good and bad ways. And so I think it's just important to end with how he feels about Aperture. I guess I was really pleasantly surprised at his answers. Yeah. Okay. Until next time.
So can you tell everybody your name?
Jake Desai.
And how old are you?
16.
Do you know what an Aperture is?
It's a movie theater.
No, but, like, what an actual Aperture is?
No, I don't.
So, can you tell people how you're related to me?
I'm your son.
And how long has Aperture been around?
Like, 10 or 15 years now.
Can you take a guess what an Aperture is?
A theater? A camera?
Close. Anything further you want to elaborate on?
No.
Second question. Do you know why there is a slash in Aperture between the A and the P?
To be different? You've never explained it to me.
But, I mean, I've talked about it a lot.
No, you haven't. Not around me.
But around other people that you've ever heard?
No. I've not heard.
That's it? That's all you want to say about Aperture?
It's a nice theater.
Is it your favorite theater in town?
Yeah.
Really? Has it always been your favorite theater?
No.
So, but recently it's your favorite theater?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's unique. It's in the center of downtown, and it shows a different variety of movies.
Wow, I feel like I've trained you really well.
Thanks.
Are you going to be our spokesperson now?
No.
Do you talk about Aperture with your friends?
No.
Never? Never once? Like, has anybody ever asked you about Aperture?
No, I just told them that you're its manager.
Actually, more than a manager.
Well, that's what comes to mind.
Do you still want to work at Aperture one day?
If you let me, eventually, yeah.
Do you think you can make the popcorn?
Yes.
Do you like our popcorn?
It's just popcorn, so yes, I like your popcorn.
Is it the best popcorn in town?
No, it's not.
Who has better popcorn than Aperture?
Any other theater, because they're all the same type of popcorn.
That's really disappointing. I think our popcorn's the best.
It's just popcorn. There's not a whole lot unique about it. Thank you.